Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sisters listening today is doing well. Let's go and pray. Father's asked for any sister that's listening today that she just starts to really grow in the spirit and understand what it means to really walk in the spirit, starts to really hear your Holy Spirit and be governed by your Holy Spirit, both for her for salvation and her safekeeping, for her to endure all the way until the end, and for salvation, safekeeping of her loved ones. Ask all these prayers, bless in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so talking about walking in the spirit and just truly what it means to be governed by him, okay? Looking at the scripture where the apostles were told not to spread the gospel, right, in Asia, okay? Possibly because it just, wasn't time, but whatever. That's what the Holy Spirit said, okay? And then just really getting away from, religious behavior, okay? Because the Church of the United States is manufactured, in all honesty. it really is. It's based upon behaviors, and people are not truly born again and spirit-filled and spirit-led, okay? So there's a lot of actions that are just kind of done because that's what people think they're supposed to do. I pray I'm explaining that properly. And it's quite different than being governed by the Holy Spirit. However, being governed by the Holy Spirit will always match up with the Bible. You never have to concern yourself with, okay, because a lot of times when people start to think about being governed by the Holy Spirit, and that's where you just really have to have faith, you know what I mean? But they start to get afraid because they go, well, what if I get something crazy to do and I don't know, you know what I mean? He always, the Holy Spirit, and that's why you need to be just asking regularly on a consistent basis. This is a good time to be praying and fasting, to be filled with the Holy Ghost, okay? Get to know His voice. You'll recognize Him. Yes, He will challenge you at times when He tells you to do things, but He'll always back it up with scripture in your mind. That's why you need to read your Bible from cover to cover. When you're done, read it again, okay? And then they have your mind filled with the Word of God, have it always playing it around you because He'll always back it up with Scripture. Okay, I want to make that clear. He's not going to have you do anything that goes against the Bible and things like that. But you have to read your Bible because there's things in there that are challenging. Okay, things in there that go against. Because you look at the religious church here in the United States, okay, it's not biblical. It doesn't reflect the Bible. It reflects parts of the Bible, the parts of the Bible that are comfortable and not challenging, or challenging to the extent where a person can feel justified and call themselves a Christian just enough, okay? But there's not a true, real death, okay? A true, real death, okay, where that person doesn't exist anymore and they're truly being governed by the Holy Ghost, okay? I'm talking about true, real, okay? Transformation, you're dead, you're gone, your life is buried and hidden in Christ, and you're governed by the Spirit. Okay, those behaviors are different because they're eternal and they have they reek. Okay, they have that essence of eternal life and eternal damnation. Okay, so they're just different, those behaviors. Okay, that the Holy Spirit has you do. So looking at Matthew chapter 15, let's start here. At verse 21, it says, "Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Cana came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, for thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." I love this verse. Okay. Our Lord and Savior is so smart. He really is. He's brilliant. Okay. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs." Okay. So she's following him around. Okay. And then she's been worshiping him, and he calls her a dog. Okay. A lot of people get really troubled by this scripture, but it's absolutely brilliant. It's beautiful. And she said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said unto her, "O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt." And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. When you're being governed by the Holy Spirit, okay, he'll have you, if you're really truly walking spirit, do things like this. Not necessarily call people a dog, but respond to people in a way where you go, I can't say that. I can't do that. Okay? Like, it just sounds strange. Like, that doesn't make any sense. But the Holy Ghost tries people. He's absolutely brilliant, and I love him. He's just brilliant. Because he's just like Jesus, okay? They're three in one, right? And you see this throughout the Bible, okay, where the Lord will go. He says the same thing with Jeremiah. He goes, go to the Rechabites and ask them if they and put wine before them and serve them wine, okay? And they aren't supposed to drink wine, okay? And they said, no, we won't do it, okay? He tries people. And he does this with you. You'll notice this in your trials. You think you're doing great. You feel really fruitful. Then all of a sudden, something comes at you, some trial, and all this wicked fruit pops out, and you go, well, oh, wait, what's going on here? You know what I mean? You look at yourself, you go, oh my God, I'm spiritually hideous. I thought I was doing well, okay? The Holy Spirit knows each individual person, and he will give a response, okay, based upon that person to pull about a certain fruit. He tries this woman. He responds to her like that, and she responds beautifully, absolutely beautifully, okay? With absolute humility, okay? She gets exactly what she wants, okay? And that's how our Savior works, okay? Okay? And you'll see this because the Holy Spirit will say to you, okay, don't do that. You'll feel like, I really need to go give this to this person. I really need to go help this person. This is what I really think is the right thing to do right now. But inwardly, the Holy Spirit's saying, no, don't do that. Just watch. Just watch. Give it a minute. Don't do it. You obey him. Okay. You know it's him. And the next thing you know, all of this, it's from what I've seen, unfortunately, it's been the opposite. It's really lovely when you get that good fruit. But I've seen the opposite where somebody looks like they're doing well. And then all of a sudden, all of this really gross fruit pops out of the person, and I go, whoa, okay, this person's clearly not who I thought they were. I had that happen where the Holy Spirit had me. I was talking with someone, and normally, if I needed to meet with them, I would just talk with them and set up a time to meet with them. But I just had them use an online scheduler, which normally I wouldn't do, but the Holy Spirit told me to do it, okay? And I said, okay, so I'll go ahead and do that and use it. And, anyways, and I got the most bizarre reaction out of this woman where she called me like proud and like started to like rail on me, and I'm going, oh my gosh, like, and she seemed so sweet, okay, she seemed so fruitful, but for whatever reason, okay, I guess because there was a lot of stuff underneath there, just making that suggestion, all of this ungodly fruit came out to where I saw that she wasn't what she looked like. And you have to understand that because of this verse. This is Matthew chapter 24 verse 27 says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. That's the church in the United States. It's a bunch of Pharisees. They don't look like it because it's so strange. You just need to be prayed up, my beloved sisters in Christ. This church and like what's going on with like the falling away and everything, it's just weird. Because they don't look like they're Pharisees because they're not legalistic, but they are religious. So it's so strange because it hit hard on the love and the grace and the mercy of Jesus Christ, but they're still Pharisees because they're religious. They're not truly born again. Okay? A Pharisee is anybody who acts with the religion, okay? All right, and does certain things thinking that they are a Christian, okay, or any religion, as a matter of fact, because you can have other religions that are have the same pharisaical behaviors. But speaking about the Church of the United States, a Pharisee is just anybody who is just religious, who puts on religious clothing, behaviors, actions outwardly, but inwardly is not re truly dead and born again and of the Holy Spirit. Because when you're dead and born again and of the Holy Ghost, the inside of you is clean and it's real and your fruit is real, it's of God, okay. And that's not the case in the United States, okay? Because it's just a whole bunch of stuff. They're not hearing the true gospel. They're not being, it's just a whole bunch of stuff is going on. So you have a church filled with people who are not truly dead to self, born again, okay? And living through the power of the Holy Ghost. So they're pharisaical. And they may not seem pharisaical because they'll tell you, well, don't be legalistic. And they'll hit on the love and the grace and the mercy. Say, well, I can't be a Pharisee because the Pharisees were harsh and legalistic about the law. They're still Pharisees because it's still fake. It's outward, just like that scripture says, outward appear righteousness, but inward, if you're not born again and dead to self and of the Holy Ghost, you will be filled with dead men's bones and all uncleanness because all of us are evil and wicked. All of us. So if you don't have that Holy Ghost inside of you cleaning you up on the inside on a continual regular basis, there's wickedness in there. And you'll be amazed because they're walking according to the Holy Ghost, he will challenge you. And he'll say, do this, do that. You'll feel uncomfortable. You won't know how to handle it. But then all of a sudden you'll go, oh my gosh, that was the Holy Ghost that told me to do that because look at what just happened. I am shocked. I cannot believe how that turned out. What a surprise. Okay. And things like that, I'm telling you, my beloved sisters in Christ, they can end up, I don't know, they're just really important in times of judgment. They can be the difference between things going well the way that you need them to and them completely, utterly going the wrong way. I'll leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for your sister that's starting her day that she has a glorious day, abounding in the Spirit and bringing fruit for your glory. Ask all these prayers you voice in Jesus' name. Amen.